Father, is that you? Is everything all right?
Yehuda, my son, everything is perfect, excellent, Baruch Hashem. This idea of yours that I just overheard is going to save Berish from prison. And you, Yehuda, are going to help me do it.
Me? Oh, Father, really?
Most definitely. But now come with me quickly, Yehuda. The trial may have already begun. We must run to the courthouse. And not a word of this to anyone. No one must be allowed to spoil our plans.
I won't say a word. And neither will any of the other boys.
Can I tell my cousin Yoiki?
Nobody. Not until after the trial.
By now, the largest courthouse in Prague was jam-packed with people. It seemed like everyone in the city was there to see the trial. All except Rav Bezalel Lowy and little Yehuda. On the bench was Judge Maximum Maximus, one of the strictest judges in Prague.
Order in the court. Order in the court. The trial is about to begin.
The prosecutor, who was trying hard to show that Berish was guilty, seemed to be winning the case easily.
And so, Your Honor, it is obvious that this defendant, Mr. Berish, destroyed the wall belonging to Johan the Spice Dealer, stole his box of coins, and hid it under his table. The proof against him is overwhelming.
Many people were called to testify on the witness stand. They even called Herr Pinchas the Shamus of the Shul.
And so, Mr. Pinchos, how long do you know the defendant, Mr. Berish?
I was by his bris.
Excuse me?
Why should I excuse you? You weren't even invited to the bris.
I'm sorry?
Don't be sorry. It was a very nice bris.
Mr. Pinchos!
My name is Pinchas. I don't pinch anyone.
Very well, Mr. Pinkost. Are you aware of the charges against Mr. Berish? That he broke the wall between his shop and that of Johan?
1,050% not true. It's a bobby, I say. It's a story from the boyum. He never did it.
Not true? How do you know that?
It's simple, Your Heimishkeit. First of all, he didn't only break Johan's wall. He also broke his own wall. Second of all, he didn't break Johan's wall because Johan broke his wall. Third of all, he didn't break Johan's wall because why would he want to break Johan's wall altogether? It's as clear as chicken soup without lotion.
Your Heimishkeit, I mean Your Honor. This babbling old man makes a mockery of the court.
Don't call me a babble. And besides, you're no spring chicken yourself.
Your Honor, we've already heard from the chief of police and many other witnesses. What more proof do we need to show that this scoundrel stole those coins?
It's a lie. It's not true. I tell you, it's a frame-up. How could I steal coins that belonged to me in the first place?